In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With the birth of a new child, it seems as though anything is possible. Anything is possible for this child. We don't know the person that this child will become. There is a renewal of the lives of the mother and the father, and a renewal of their life in the sense that now they have the purpose in life of protecting and nurturing and raising this child. Today we are faced with the coming of the birth of Christ, the celebration of the birth of Christ, in just a few days. 9 months ago, we heard the Annunciation of the birth of the child. That's why we celebrate the birth of Christ on December 25th. It's 9 months after when Gabriel came to Mary and told her that God had chosen her and asked her to receive the Holy Spirit of God so that the Son of God could be born into the world. That was 9 months ago. And for us this day, as we wait this last few days, not the 9 months, we feel like the 40 days is a long time to fast in preparation for the birth of Christ, but Mary waited 9 months. Mothers wait 9 months. It gets to be difficult there toward the end. A lot more difficult than the little fasting that we've done during this last, now almost 40 days, fasting as best we could in this difficult world. We are preparing to celebrate the birth of this child. But the question is whether or not we have answered God in the same way that Mary answered Gabriel. She said, "Let it be done to me as you have said." Glory to God. Our answer to God, our answer to His desire to be born in our life and to make our life His life, so that when we live our lives, we live His. He comes to us as Gabriel came to Mary and asks. Mary's answer was, "Yes, Lord, enter into my body, enter into my mind, enter into the veins that pulse blood through my body, enter into my flesh and make it your own flesh, make your flesh out of my body. Enter into my heart and purify my heart and fill me with the glory of your divine energies that give all things life. Enter into me." God came into the world. His only begotten Son was born so that each one of us would have the opportunity to respond in exactly the same way. To be a Christian is to ask Christ to enter into us, to take our bodies, to take our minds, to take our hearts and purify us and enable us to give birth into the world of His presence in all that we do in the world. That's what it means to be a Christian. That our body will become one with His body. We call the church the body of Christ for this reason, because the church is made up of those whose bodies belong to God, whose lives belong to God, who live their lives by living out the fulfillment of His commandments. If you want to know what they are, we say them every week, the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor, blessed are all of those that we name. These are the commandments of Christ. For us to be, as He describes our humanity in the Beatitudes, because that is our true humanity. He comes into the world in order to fulfill that humanity. In His Christmas message, Metropolitan Tikhon quotes Father George Florovsky about the Theotokos and her motherhood of the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. He begins by reminding us of the natural reality that we all know. that natural motherhood, as he calls it, any mother, when she gives birth, her motherhood does not end with the birth of the child. There was that long preparation, there is the birth, and her motherhood continues for the rest of her life. As Christians, we understand the relationships that we have with others to be eternal, to be meant to be eternal, at least. Someone could turn aside, reject the child. We could reject Christ. We could say to God, I don't trust you. I'm not ready. My life is not yours yet. The joy that you offer me, the joy of oneness with you and bringing your living life into the world by way of the life that I live, that joy is not the joy for me. I have other joys. I have pleasures of the world. I have illusions about myself that make me feel so grand and wonderful. And I love them more than I love this joy that you are offering to me. To take my body, my life, my mind, my heart, make it yours, fulfill me, yes, as you say, I would be fulfilled. But I'm suspicious. I don't want to lose what I have. I don't want to lose my independence. I don't want to lose my ability to go my own way. And so, I can't accept. Even those of us who are formally Christians, even those of us who are formally Orthodox, can ask ourselves whether or not we have asked God to wait. Wait a little longer. Isn't it enough that I have been baptized and chrismated and go to confession regularly and confess the things that I know are wrong in your sight, even if I don't understand? Isn't it enough that I come to the chalice? Must I also answer in the affirmative, as Mary answered at the Annunciation? Enter into my body, make my life yours, thy will be done. Yes, if we are Christians, and if not, then we are not Christians. We haven't even begun. We haven't even begun the period of preparation before the birth of Christ in our heart, let alone the birth of the living presence of Christ through us in the world, as we can see in the saints. Motherhood does not end with the birth of the child. It goes on. The rest of a mother's life has to do with the love and the nurturing of this child. The rest of a Christian's life has to do with the nurturing and the love of the divine life that has been born in us, so that we might be fulfilled as human beings who were created to be one with God. And God has entered this world bodily, been born into this world by a human being, taken human flesh on himself so that we can be fulfilled in that way. And so when we think about the preparation for the birth of Christ, these are the things that we should think on. We are preparing for the birth of the one who has been called the eternal child. The eternal child. Jesus Christ is the incarnate Son of God. The Son of God is ever begotten by the Father. Ever begotten. His birth is his life. The fulfillment of our lives are to take this ever begotten, only begotten Son of God incarnate into ourselves, and our lives become the eternal joy of the continual birth every second into the presence of God. The continual experience of being able to present the love of God, the love of Christ to others. That is the joy that we proclaim, that joy has come to us, and it is for us to accept the joy of living that life, a Christian life. When we accept Jesus Christ as our life, a life whose life we can live, we become human beings who share in the sonship of God. That's why we are called the children of God. Not for some vague reason that has nothing to do with how we live our lives. We are called sons of God because we share in His sonship. And His sonship, His constantly receiving the life and the holiness and the perfection of God the Father into Himself, is who He is, the Son of that perfection, the Son of that life, the living of that perfection eternally. That is the Son of God. That Son of God is born into the world so that we can have that life and share that same divine life by living our actual lives in the world. That's what the celebration is about. That's what the preparation is about. That's what the rest of our lives are about. He has come into the world to make us holy as He is holy. Our being parents, mothers, fathers, it never ends. It doesn't end with the birth of our child, our son or our daughter. It doesn't end when they reach adulthood. We are always their father. We are always their mother. As human parents, we care for our children from their birth until they reach near adulthood, and then they prepare, they go off, and they live their own lives. Our relationship to them is a relationship of this world. We continue to be their parents, their mother, their father, but we treat our grown children more the way our Heavenly Father treats us. He doesn't try to control us. He lets us go our own way. It's painful for Him. And unlike us, we think about our children, well, I know what's going to happen when they do this because I think back on the single short life that I lived as myself, and I feel like I know it all. All of a sudden, we're teenagers again. We think we know it all. We know what's going to happen in the lives of all of our children. And they're not living our life. They're living their lives. And yet we think we know. So we have to draw back and be more like our Heavenly Father. He really does know everything that's going to happen when we do all the stupid things that we do. All of us, grown-ups, young grown-ups and old grown-ups, all the dumb things that we choose to do, all of the mistakes, our Heavenly Father sees them and knows all about them. He is what we think we are when we human parents let our children go out into the world and we think we know what's going to happen to them, but we don't. I mean, they're living their own lives, not ours. God really does know our Heavenly Father, and what does He do? He gives us our freedom. He lets us live our lives. The fatherhood of God, the Father of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is an eternal fatherhood from before the beginning. When we have the vigil on Tuesday night, we'll say these words of Christ, Father of the world to come, because He is the spiritual Father of the world to come, Father of the fulfillment of all things. That's His fatherhood. That kingdom has already begun, and we are able to live as members of that kingdom by living the life of Christ in the world that He has made it possible for us to share. And all of this joy is ours if we say to God, as Mary said to Gabriel, Thy will be done. Enter into my body. I no longer want to go my way separately from you and try to live as a human being without God, as though God created us in the beginning and then left us go, cut us off. Because that's not the way it is. God created us in order to be fulfilled by sharing His life forever. And that's what it means to be a human being, to be reborn into the fullness of our humanity when we accept Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.